The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
And I forgot that you had a sting. Rolene, how are you doing?
Well, I've been compared to many things, but never to chocolate bench.
I mean, you could do worse, right?
I could do worse. Well, listen, they call me Occupier Barbie, so chocolate is a bigger improvement. Like everybody, I am completely lunar crazy today.
You're a lunatic, is that what you're saying?
I'm totally a lunatic, and today I totally get a pass to say that.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm glad. Yeah, I know this whole rocket vibe is very, it gives a whole new meaning to the word rocket man, a la Trump. It is kind of cool, hey, you know, kind of brings up memories of Kennedy and the space race and America and Soviets and all these sorts of things. And it's just nice to see someone in a headline in the newspaper saying Israel launches a rocket and it's not, you know, from a plane or anything.
Yeah, well, unlike some others, our rocket is, you know, we use our powers for good. But I don't know who's more excited, Israelis or Buzz Aldrin, because if you've been following Buzz Aldrin on Twitter, he is super excited that Israel is about to hopefully become the fourth country in the world to put or to land on the moon.
A Hormantushin on the moon for all, that's for sure. Yeah, it is very exciting. And, of course, it's nice having the South African connection with Maurice Kahn as well, who's been bankrolling the whole thing. Now tell me, somebody who's less excited about all of this and is also a bit more excited about rockets, unfortunately, is the Iranians, because they say that war with Israel is a possibility.
Well, this is from Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, who's speaking to the German newspaper, German Süddeutsche Zeitung. He said that, or he accused Israel of constantly violating Syrian and Lebanese sovereignty. But what he doesn't remember is that Iran has launched attacks against Israel from Syria, and that it is our sovereign right to protect our civilians, to protect our sovereignty. He says that Iran is in Syria at the invitation of the Assad government. Now, Israel's been working very hard, including with the Russians, to try and push back Iran so that they are not on our doorstep. And we can't forget that Israel has been bombing not just Iranian targets, but Iranian weapons convoy that are destined for Hezbollah in Lebanon. And we know the intentions there because Israel has just completed Operation Northern Shield, where we took out the tunnels that Hezbollah was digging from Lebanon into Israeli sovereign territory to try and either kidnap Israeli civilians or take whole towns hostage. And Israel has carried out dozens of airstrikes against Iranian targets in Syria. And it is our hope that it prevents Iran from entrenching themselves in the country and transferring their weapons to Hezbollah and also to their proxies in the north, Hamas and the like. So them's fighting words, Benj, but we are prepared for any eventuality, and you know, we're not going to take any threats from Iran lightly.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't do that. It wouldn't be ideal. Good to know that people are watching it. And moving along to Europe, away from Iran, France is giving itself a bit of a bad reputation at the moment, what with yellow vest protests and anti-Semitic chanting and whatever. So much so that Bibi and Macron actually had to have a phone call about it. And France is actually considering adopting the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which, unlike other definitions, also includes anti-Zionism.
Well, this is it. And in fact, just to update everybody, France today has adopted the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. And of course, you know, while we're talking about anti-Semitism, one of the issues with the Labour Party in the UK is their refusal to adopt this definition. But current stats have anti-Semitism up by 74% in France. Very, very alarming statistics indeed. And this week, thousands of French citizens, including Muslim citizens, took to the streets to protest growing anti-Semitism. And this on a day where 80 graves were desecrated in a French cemetery. And as you mentioned, Benj, the yellow vests are becoming a very, very very worrying phenomenon because they are responsible for a lot of the rhetoric lately against France's Jews, including threatening letters and horrible invective like some of the comments we saw last week against French philosopher Alain Finkielkraut.
Mm.
But in a address to the CRIF and to the Jewish community, President Macron said that they will adopt the IHRA, and one of the definitions equates anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, and it clearly states that anti-Zionism, which is the denial of Jewish people for their right to self-determination, is anti-Semitism, and if this is adopted, it becomes a crime, which gives the community, and it gives those who are dealing with BDS, and we know that BDS wants to completely do away with the state of Israel or calling to question our legitimacy as a state. This gives us recourse. So France definitely putting their money where their mouth is, and Macron saying that an attack on the Jews is an attack on the Republic itself. So firm language, but also followed by action by the French president.
Well, at least not all the French are revolting. What can I say? I don't know. There's clearly something going on in Israel at the moment, and it's out of the ordinary, because unlike everywhere else in the world where you seem to have splitting of political parties all over the place and no one can tell what's going on, if it's a Republican or a Democrat, in Israel, which is normally a highly split political thing, people are just getting together all over the place. They're hugging on the right, they're hugging on the left, they're hugging in the center, they're hugging. Everyone just wants to be together. It's lovely. It's beautiful.
Well, let me tell you something. I am loving this election. It's like the most animated version of a Game of Thrones. And I say it most animated because if you've seen any Israelis talk and debate, we are far more animated than anybody else. But yeah, very, very interesting news last night. First thing this morning, the announcement of the merger between Benny Gantz's Chosen Israel party and Yair Lapid Yesh Atid. So these are the two, I would say, center-right parties merging together to form a bloc, which many Israeli citizens hope will push out the far-right bloc that was formed yesterday with National Unity, Habayit HaYehudi, and Otzma, against a lot of criticism from more moderate Israelis. But this newly formed blue and white party, you heard it here, it's called Kahol Lavan, also includes another great warrior and defender of Israel, former IDF chief Gabi Ashkenazi. So when it comes to issues of security, it's going to be hard to beat the new Kahol Lavan or Blue and White Party, which has former defense chief Moshe Yaalon or Moshe Bugi Yaalon, he himself a former Likudnik, Benny Gantz, a former IDF Ramatkal chief of staff, another former IDF chief of staff, Gabi Ashkenazi, and of course Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid, whose party has been quite strong on social justice issues. So exciting times ahead. I'm telling you, this is turning out to be the most fascinating election, and the terms of the deal have it that if Kahol Lavan wins the election, then the prime ministership goes on rotatorship. It will be 2 years Gantz, 2 years Lapid, never a dull moment in Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. Three generals and a video star. I'm sure there's a song in there somewhere. I guess we'll see you tomorrow morning on Israel Report on the Morning Mayhem, right?
Tomorrow, join me on the Morning Mayhem, and hopefully we have a successful launch to the moon.
Absolutely. Roro the lunatic, but just for today.
Just for today.
She'll be back tomorrow. Rolene, chat to you, and have a Shabbat Shalom.